We took a lot of the same classes, just at different times. I've had to take Spanish from 3rd grade to 12th grade. When she was taking her Spanish class, she had no idea what was going on. Like, going into it for only a year, she was like, "This is stupid." I'm like, "Okay, I can do it. Like, let me do it. Like, I'll do all her homework." And then once we got older, she had extracurriculars after school, and same with me. So even though we would get off of school at, what, you got off at
Like two, four,
two, I got
two.
off at four.
We still didn't see each other till like 9 o'clock at
Yeah,
night.
because
So
I
we'd
would
go from
cheer
seven to
from seven
nine.
to nine, and she had band from seven to nine. So then we'd come home, do our homework, eat. We poked each other while we sat at the table and made mom mad, and then went to bed. So it was really like just having like a foreign exchange student in the house, basically. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, literally, that's what it was. It was weird, but like, it wasn't weird to us because we'd been doing it
Yeah,
for
for
so
so
long.
long. People from my school, if they had a twin, they were right there with them. So I think that it was a lot of people were like, "Well, why do you guys go to different schools?" And you have to explain the whole story. Well, from 3rd grade, we went to different schools. So a lot of people that I met, they were just, I think, shocked about why our parents did it and how come it ended up that way.
You'd be surprised though. In my graduating class alone, I had four sets of twins, and all four of us sibling went to a different school. So it wasn't weird for me, 'cause all my friends had seen those four sets of twins all go their separate ways by the time we'd graduated. So prom, we had prom the same day 1 year. So that means my dad has to take me to prom pictures, and my mom has to take my sister, so they couldn't see both of us. So I think it was more of a toll on them, I guess, like emotionally, you could say. But Kendall and I were just kind of like, okay, well, someone needs to take me here. Like, I have a band competition to go to, I have a cheer competition to go to. And they're like, okay, just get in a car, and whosoever car it is, it was kind of like, get in and go. So.
I think my parents wanted us to go to the same school. My mom always says that she regrets not letting us go to the same school because we still fight like we're in elementary school because we didn't have that time together trying to figure out things. When we applied for college, I think 3 schools out of what we applied, we all applied the same. And my mom, when we both got into LSU and we both fell in love with it, she said that she was happy that we both picked the same school. First of all, it's easier on them, and second, we can still live together and figure things out just because she likes that when we're close and when we're not bickering. I don't think that what my parents did was a bad thing. I think the way that we grew up was perfectly fine, even if they don't think that. So I think if I were to have twins, I would do the same thing, different classes or maybe even different schools, just so that they can become their own person and they're not dependent on that person 24/7.
I mean, we got to be like our own individual person. Like, she was in the band, I was in cheerleading. Like, we never had to do that, like the butt heads of like, oh, because she's in a sport, like I want to be in a sport, or oh, because she has musical talent, like I need to go learn how to play an instrument. Like, I never had the brains to read music notes, and she could do it like a whiz. So I mean, we each got to become our own person, follow our own path, and then at the end, our path reconverged. Is that even a word?